Hey people, welcome to Two Scoops of Truth. On this podcast, I'll be dishing out words of encouragement, inspiration, motivation, and lots more. If this is your first time tuning in, please subscribe in order to get the notification when a new episode is available. To all my listeners, thank you for coming on board on this amazing journey as we learn and grow together. So, fasten your seatbelts, sit tight, and enjoy the ride as I serve you two scoops of truth. Hey people, welcome to Two Scoops of Truth. How are you guys? Are you doing well? How's your day going? Or how's your night? You know, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. Are you looking after yourselves? Are you drinking your water? Are you reading a book? Are you taking breaks? Are you sleeping? Are you, you know, just helping yourself get better? Are you being kind to your neighbor? Kindness does go a long way. You know, it's good to be kind to people, but most importantly, look after yourselves, guys. Look after yourselves. Get a massage if you have to. You know, go for a mani-pedi. Sleep. Like, if you're like me, just, like, chill. Stay indoors. Sleep. Watch a nice TV show or movie, you know, or listen to a podcast. Listen to a good message that would motivate you. Or just study the word of God, you know. Just relax. Look after yourselves, guys. We only have one life. So, hey, just checking in and making sure that we are good. So, let's just go straight into today's topic. Don't look back. I chose the topic, or I'll say the title, because I feel that a lot of us in life are professionals at, you know, always looking back at what could have been, what should have been, you know, and ways that, you know, we would have wanted things to play out or turn out, and we're not really focusing on the present or what is to come. And so I just want to, you know, relate this title with someone in the Bible that I know, you know, was told not to look back, and she did. And I think that just really just blessed me, because I looked at her life in the Bible. We don't actually know her name. She was Lot's wife. Some cultures, I think the Jewish culture, call her Adel or Edith, I believe, according to Wikipedia. her name wasn't mentioned in the Bible, but we know her as Lot's wife. So this lady, you know, I mean, her and her family, God told them, I believe it was in Genesis chapter 19, where she was first mentioned. God told her and her husband and family not to look back as he was destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. But she looked back. She felt that she had something valuable that she was missing out, you know, of, or something. You know, I don't know why she looked back, but she did. And she turned into a pillar of salt. Bear in mind that she had a husband and two daughters. So that means she missed out on their lives as well. And this just really made me, you know, upset, because this was a woman that, if she had just listened, you know, if she had just listened and just trusted God, you know, that God was going to do amazing things like he said he will, then she wouldn't have, you know, kept looking back and then, you know, all that shenanigans. But she did, and she turned into a pillar of salt. And so I just want to relay that to us in this day and age, where we keep looking back in regret. We keep thinking, oh, maybe I shouldn't have bought that, or maybe I shouldn't have broken up with that person. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I shouldn't have gone there. Maybe I should have apologized. Well, you did, or you didn't. But stop looking back in regret.
there's nothing you can do about the past. So why do we keep looking back when we know that we can't even do anything about it? We can only learn from our mistakes. But, you know, I'm literally a pro, or I was a pro at, like, always looking back at, like, this way, that way, what should I have done, what, you know. And I have an aunt who, every time I say this around her, she's like, girl, stop, like, just stop, because she literally just tells me off and reminds me of God's promises and just says that there's nothing I can do about the past. And that really helps me, and I just want to encourage us today to also do the same, because if you keep looking back, that just shows God that you don't trust that he can rectify that situation. You know, some of you moved from one state to another, or from a country to another, and you're like, why did I do this? Well, you already did. So just ask God to help you and guide you, you know, rather than like looking back and then you turn into a pillar of salt spiritually, and you remain stagnant because you're looking back. Remember that our feet face forward, and the eyes on our head are looking forward and not behind our head. So God isn't silly. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't want us to focus so much on the back or on what was behind us. Like, if he wanted us to see what was behind, he probably would have given us one eye at the back of our head. But since he didn't, we really need to learn to look forward. You know, like even the Bible says, remember not the former things. Behold, I will do a new thing. You know, so I really don't know why we should just continue worrying about what could have been, or, you know, maybe if you had that baby, or if you didn't have that baby, or if you did something. Don't let anyone put pressure on you. Don't. It's not worth it, because it's just, there's nothing you can do about the past. Again, like, just trust that God, you know, is going to do a new thing in your life, and everything is going to work out for your good. Like I said, don't remember the old things. I think it's Isaiah 43 verse 18 to 19. You know, I believe in verse 19, God says that, behold, I am doing a new thing. Like, he's always doing something new. So if you keep looking at the old things, it's okay to remember it. It's okay to, like, use it as, like, a point of, you know, reference. Like, oh, I did this last year, I should do better. But not like you look back and regret. Mm-mm. Let's not do that, guys. Don't, please. You know, it's not going to solve anything. It's not going to help. You only end up crying and being sad over something you can't change. Remember that, you know, life is you can't go back into yesterday. You can only say, oh, what's going to happen tomorrow? You can't say, oh, yesterday I made a mistake, I'm going to go back. No, this isn't Microsoft Word that you can copy and paste and edit and delete. No, this is life. So just trust that God's got everything under control. And again, in a car, there's a reason why the windscreen is bigger. And, you know, is bigger because it's bigger than the rear view mirror, because the rear view mirror is supposed to be something you look at briefly, not something you focus on. If you focus on the rear view mirror, you're going to crash. So same way in life, if you keep looking in the rear, if you keep looking back, you're going to crash. You need to stay focused. You need to focus ahead on the windscreen and just trust that your future is bright. And hey, yes, you made that mistake. Yes, you said the wrong thing. Yes, you blurted out what you shouldn't have said. Yes, you weren't a nice person in a certain situation. Hey, who's perfect? Just learn from it and be better. Be better. You made a mistake. You didn't do what you should have done. You weren't the best dad or the best mom. You can do better now. Reach out to that person. Apologize. Ask for forgiveness. And, you know, do what you have to do. If they don't forgive you, that's on them. That is on them. But you do your part and move on. You know, don't live in regret. Don't feel like, you're the worst person because of what happened. No. Mm-mm. No, no, no. Don't let nobody make you feel bad. Nobody is that important to make you feel like you're a terrible person. No soul on earth. As long as you're right with God and you've asked for forgiveness and you're moving on, it is what it is. Move on. Don't look back. Lot's wife looked back. Till today, we really don't know that lady's name. Her name wasn't mentioned in the Bible. And that's really not the point. She missed out on her life, on her children's lives, on her husband, you know. Why? Just because she looked back. She didn't obey. So we need to just focus on our focus. Amen. Focus on your focus. F-O-C-U-S. I don't know why I just spelled that out, but hey, I'm just being cheeky. But to be honest, on a more serious note, guys, we really need to stop looking back and regret. The only time that you're allowed to look back is if you're looking back to learn from something in the past. Not because you're looking back in shame or in regret. No, you look back to learn from what you did. You look back and to say, okay, I could have done better. I could have been nicer. I didn't have to say those lovely, blessed words at that annoying person that was driving next to me like a, I don't know, whatever word you want to put there. You know, I didn't have to be rude to that cashier, or I didn't have to be mean to that man or woman or that young person. We all make mistakes, but just move on. Yes, the relationship didn't work out and you had bought your ashrebi, as my Nigerian people say. Well, you can wear the ashrebi to other events. Yes, you bought a ring and she said no. Keep it. Or go and sell it. Keep it for the next chick. And if it doesn't fit, or sell it. Hey, some people, what do you guys think? Is it right if a guy... Please put your comments in the comment section. If a guy proposes with a ring and the lady says no, and for some reason it will fit into the next person that he chooses to marry, it will fit into her hands, should she give her that ring, or is he expected to buy is he expected to buy another one? Will you take it? And how will you even know? But yeah, if you happen to know, do you think that's an insult? Do you think you should buy her another ring? Let me know what you think. That should be a topic for another day, right? Yeah, we'll discuss that. But anyway, yes, she said no. Yes, he said no. Don't worry about all that. Just look ahead. Trust that God is going to sort everything out. Yes, you got a negative pregnancy test. Don't worry about it. Next month is going to be better. And if it's not, just keep having faith and keep hoping. And one day, like a thief in the night, it's just going to come. You see the positive and you'll be happy. So don't worry about, see, nothing in life deserves that much energy or concern from any of us. Like, because everything in this world is vanity, right? So just relax. Honestly, guys, everything will make sense. Everything will be all right. And if it's not all right, it's not the end. So that's it for me for today or tonight, whatever time you're listening to this. I hope you've been blessed. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. And if not, let me know. Send me a message. I just want you guys to know that there's no point looking back in the rearview mirror for 10 minutes when you're going on a really long journey and there's so many beautiful things that's going to happen in the future. Just relax and trust that God has everything under control. Okay? And have a lovely, lovely, lovely day or evening. and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please like, rate, subscribe, and share. Or you can take a screenshot and share with your friends on your social stories. Have a lovely day, and God bless you.